years ago before they got to running the sawmills with tractors and tractor engines. They'd have a little old steam engine. And some of those sawmill owners would have a grist mill that, and they'd grind the corn for a share of it. And some of the grist mills they used a stone of some nature. I've got some stone ground cornmeal in the refrigerator. I bought Skaggs Albertson. It's a better cornmeal than you can buy because it is real cornmeal. Mm-hmm. And cornbread is better too.
Well, when you think of cornbread, you think of a big round piece about that thick, you know, that was...
Well, there was two or three different types of cornbread. There was one kind that called hot water cornbread. It was a little bit hard. And then there was regular cornbread made with buttermilk. Your shortening or your fat that went in it, you'd you'd pour that in a pan that you're going to bake in and get it real hot and sprinkle some cornmeal around, raw cornmeal in it, and then pour your cornbread mix in it. Mm. Bake it.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about any kind of cornbread that maybe they used to make in the fireplace in the ashes?
Oh, I have. Now that's ancient history as far as I'm concerned, because that was before my time. But uh-huh. I have been in these old houses. I went into one in Vicksburg, Mississippi, where they did their cooking in these old timey cast iron pots and their oven was built into the fireplace. They had a form of oven. I don't know just exactly how it was built, but they had. I've heard them talk about having these brick ovens and then heat them and get them hot and take a long time. And in fact, the bakeries, when they first went to making bread for commercial purposes, used a brick oven and they'd get it hot and they'd shove these pans back in there and bake the bread. And it wasn't a rotary oven like they got now.
Well, what about this type of bread? Well, I don't know if you wouldn't exactly call it bread, but it's made out of cornmeal and they're round, kind of like balls and got onions in them. People like to eat them with fish.
That's hush puppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it surprised me. I was talking to a man up in Johnson County, Arkansas, and I was asking about hush puppies, and he'd never heard of them. I couldn't believe it. I thought anybody in the South knew what hush puppies were.
Well, there's a restaurant right down to the state line, like you're going to.
I've been hearing about that. Apparently, it's a pretty good one.
It is. Apparently, a pretty good one. It is a good one.
Every time I go by there, there's a load of cars out front.
Well, if while you're here, you miss a treat by not going.
Well, I want to before I get out of here.
But I'll tell you, make you a reservation today for tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. I read.
And it's listed in the telephone book as hush puppy.
All right. I read where they're beginning to branch out. You know.
Oh yeah, they got a place in Memphis.